It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Say What in your midday. I am so excited to be speaking to one of our guest speakers who will be at Celebrating Sisterhood, our special women's empowerment event, October 22nd at the Hilton on City Ave. She is host and co-executive producer of HGTV's Married to Real Estate. She's also a real estate broker with her own firm. She's a former radio personality that I actually grew up listening to. A Philly girl, Temple Maid, Egypt Sherrod is joining us. Woo!
Still a Broad Street bully.
Hello, always and forever. I cannot wait to see you at Celebrating Sisterhood. Like we talked about off air, I grew up listening to you. You're such a source of inspiration for women who are able to transition to something else. You know, started in radio, now you're on TV, you're flipping houses, you're decorating. So I'm really excited to see you at this event, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say.
Let me tell you something. Number one, I live in Atlanta now, but Philly is still my heart. I grew up in West Oak Lane. I grew up in Cheltenham Mall, riding the XH bus up and down Broad Street. Those were the days for me, and I have so many amazing memories. It just feels good to come back home. For me, really, where it all started.
Right.
I went to Temple University, graduated out of the Annenberg, hall when they first had their radio mass media communications program, and started on the radio right there. So, it's been an amazing ride through my life, and I'm excited to come back and just embrace my sisters. I want hugs from everybody.
Oh,
I need
you
hugs.
A hug.
Everybody.
You getting a couple, Egypt?
I'm for it. So we can talk real estate. We can talk TV. We can talk family. We can talk spirituality and grounding. Every day I stretch myself, and so really that's what I want to talk to the ladies about, how we can stretch ourselves to reach our highest potential.
What do you want people to take away from your portion of Celebrating Sisterhood?
Gratitude. Really, finding ways to discipline ourselves, because the ability to heal ourselves physically, heal ourselves financially, emotionally, spiritually, it all lies within us. We are enough. We were born enough with everything we need. We are fully equipped. But really, because of the noise of our lives with children, and I know you said you just had one.
Yes, girl.
The noise of our lives starts to cancel out our spirit a little bit, and that voice inside of us that tells us to reach for the stars. And so I really want to awaken that and help the ladies initiate into their lives a discipline that continues to feed it and ignite that spirit.
Ooh, I'm feeling empowered already, girl, through the phone. So I own two homes. Before I bought these homes, I never thought I would be a homeowner. It just seemed like so much work and really expensive. What would you say to someone who has those thoughts?
Well, it's natural. You know, anything we don't know that's new to us seems a little frightful, but that's why you get up every day and put one foot in front of the other and let the devil say, damn, she's up, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you learn it, when you understand that there's nothing to be afraid of, when we break these generational curses, is when we start to recognize that home ownership really is the foundation of wealth. Real estate is the foundation of wealth. Earth is the one thing they never make it any more of, so we got to get us some. You just need the information, and that's what we're going to give you.
I love that. Now, you have a furniture and wallpaper line. You talk about inspiring. You continue to inspire. You continue to push, going from, radio to TV to real estate. Now you about to be in Target. Can you talk about your furniture line and wallpaper line, Indigo Road, and kind of like the hard work that went into you putting that together and where people can find it?
Indigo Road really is just my path through life. We all have a road to travel, so we might as well make it beautiful, right?
Right.
And I think about my career just in real estate and then becoming a designer even later in life, discovering a talent that I never really knew I had or wasn't as confident to explore, but then finally pushing through and for the world accepting it. And now for my line, my own line of furnishings, Indigo Road, to have just been launched last week, it is a bit surreal. And and our wallpapers are all part of it. You can find Indigo Road on Wayfair. You can also find it on East at Main. We got chairs. And
I know
tables.
That's right. Okay, Wayfair. I love that.
Yeah, so this is real, and I just signed a deal to have bedding and draperies and window coverings as well. So I'm really developing this out. It's a passion of mine so much that I have completed my brand from real estate, renovation and design, now to be all Indigo Road. So you'll see that on the upcoming season of Married to Real Estate, season 3, which starts in December. You'll actually see us move into our new digs and birth Indigo Road, which is a minority-owned family business.
Wow, you inspire just by doing. It's really incredible. You just kind of show us there's really no lines that we can't cross, no things that we can't reach. I mean, to have a woman of color, a black woman with her own line on Wayfair, you know, and God knows where else moving forward, girl. Target, Walmart, wherever God's going to go.
Wherever he takes her, wherever. And I'm not the only one, you know. There are other women out there who don't necessarily have the platform that I've been, I'm very grateful to have. But there are other black designers available on Wayfair and beyond. And so I really just want to lift them up because I stand on their shoulders.
Right. Real quickly, fall decorating tips.
Fall decorating tips. I think number one is it has everything to do with decluttering more than what you bring in. I think it's to say goodbye to the things that are around us and just clogging up our space. They're clogging up your chakra, girl, your shenanigans.
Right.
So it's time to shift and sort, and that's going to help you see things for what they really are, because I believe that design is also spiritual, right? So I feel like we need to cleanse our space more often than we bring more things in. And then anything you bring in the house, make sure that it evokes an emotion in you, that it's something that inspires you, that is aspirational, it makes you feel good, and it has more than just a design purpose. It also has a balanced purpose in your life. But just a few design tips here and there. It doesn't take much. A wreath on your front door or on your fireplace in your house that brings in, you know, a lot of the holiday spirit, bring in those warm colors as well. Candles set the mood, right? And I also believe that people explore homes with all their senses. So some candles, a few wreaths, and girl, you're rocking.
Girl, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Celebrating sisterhood. Egypt Sherrod will be there along with Michelle Williams, Roxanne Shante. We got 5-minute massages, Egypt. Like, you're coming to cleanse the body, mind, and spirit.
Ooh. Y'all can find me over at the massage center, okay? If you're looking for me, I'm
going to be. Cannot wait to see you on October 22nd, Egypt Sherrod, here on 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Sewa in your midday.